I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The spring is a time for reproduction among West Virginia's wildlife, and you'll start to see the little critters everywhere in the weeks to come. Reminder, though, observe those from a distance and let nature take its course. More when we come back.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Handling a young wild animal is just about the worst thing you can do for it. Rob Sylvester is the manager of the West Virginia Wildlife Center at French Creek.
Bringing those things out of the wild, though, can be disasters. We have not had very much success at trying to raise those animals. As soon as we get them, we try to take them back out in the wild, and another deer or another sow that has cubs will adopt those offspring. So our biggest message that we try to do is to leave them in the wild. They're better off out there.
Well-intentioned people are often interested in helping a young wild animal along, particularly if it looks orphaned. Sylvester says you're not only putting the animal at risk, but yourself as well.
The biggest risk that you have is the risk of contracting some kind of a disease, whether it be rabies or contracting some kind of a parasite or something from the animal. Another risk is the fact that young animals don't do very well after they've been picked up in the wild.
Sylvester says their biggest problem comes with the smaller critters.
The most common one is usually possums, and I'd say the second one is raccoons. Both of those are inherently dangerous from the standpoint of the possibility of rabies or the possibility of any other kind of parasites, particularly raccoons. Raccoons are one of the species that they have found that the babies can actually contract the disease, the virus rabies, through the mother. So you can actually be picking up baby raccoons that could have the virus.
And as farmers start to mow that hay, deer fawns are going to become more visible. Over the years, people have learned to leave those alone, but not everybody.
Adult deer will actually leave these animals in the wild, in a grassy area, or hide them in an area, and then they'll leave them. And people automatically think they've been abandoned, and they'll pick them up and bring them into the center or bring them into a district office. And that's not the case at all. There's very few of those animals are actually abandoned.
And same goes for the black bear.
Particularly right now, the cubs are not really strong enough to stay up with the mother, and she may actually put them in an area or a den or whatever, and she may go her way.
The best thing to do if you observe young wildlife is to enjoy it from afar and let them go their own way. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.